Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend, doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with one of my favorite folks, Michael Harrison, somebody I've admired for a long time, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I've watched him shepherd an industry through his commentary, through his advocacy, through his work in support of the radio industry. Nobody's done it better and with more elegance than Michael has. Michael, thanks again for being here. And again, I just want to tell you how proud I am of your abiding support of radio.
Well, you're very kind, and it's an honor to be on your show, and all of my congratulations back to you for your accomplishments in this field.
Well, you've been a mentor of mine, whether you always knew it or not, more than once. Hey, Michael, let's talk about the future of media, and let's do that by talking about the future of radio. You know, radio could kind of pull off that. Mark Twain, right? The reports of my demise are greatly exaggerated. I mean, look at all the things that have assaulted radio over the last 70 years, and yet radio is still going strong, isn't it?
And that's because radio is audio media.
That's right.
And audio media has a very special place in our heads, in our hearts, in our minds. Audio media and video media and print media are different in terms of the psychology. And as long as we realize that radio is not AM or FM only, it's audio media that is very grassroots, very cutting edge, very much on the edge, very forward thinking, and very down to earth. That's what makes radio radio, not whether it's coming through a tower or whether it's coming on an FM dial or in your car. It's audio media that is extremely portable.
It's primordial, too, Michael, in that long before there was advertising, people told each other stories. Long before there were books published, people chronicled what had happened in the past through stories. And this is the ear receiving these stories and talk, even when the person telling you the story isn't the person who originated them. That was like listening to a radio program today. And today, radio, it appeals to that primordial part of our existence, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's the key to it. And that's why it's so powerful and influential and comforting and keeps you company and keeps you connected on a level that the visual aspect of media doesn't. Now, that's not to say the visual is going to go away. Heck no. But we're talking about the survival of radio. The key to the survival of radio is simply to understand that the platform, the appliance, if you will, the radio, the house radio, the table radio, the AM/FM radio is not the most important aspect of the concept of radio. Mm-hmm. Once people understand that, well, then radio is ubiquitous. Radio enjoys the benefit of this technological explosion that we're enjoying, and radio can be anywhere. You don't have to carry a special radio.
Right.
Everybody's little smartphone is a radio. And
That's right.
Radio is here to stay.
Well, but it also comes back to what you said a minute ago, and it's about the voice. Because, you know, I do 1,000 live interviews on the show every year, from which we produce 2,600 podcasts a year. And so those are all spoken words, but repurposed. And that's where the technology you talked about us earlier has given us this ability. And what I do on my show as a professional, any small business can do in their company as a professional at what they do, even if they're amateurs at the spoken word. What do you think?
Oh, I think everybody's a media star today. I think that one of the most important things I could tell your audience of small business people is think of yourself as a media expert. Think of yourself as a podcaster. Think of yourself
That's right.
as a writer. Communicate with your audience. Consider your customer base your audience.
And they want to hear your stories, don't they, Mike?
They want to hear your stories. They want to know what's going on. They want to know the personal aspect of the people they're doing business with. They want to know about your husband. They want to know about your wife. They want to know about your kids. They want to know about the lives of your employees. Mm-hmm. They want to be in on the culture of your company. And there are so many ways to reach out to them. And it goes back to what I said before. You create a relationship with them through the media, and then you're able to do business with them on a level that is very difficult for somebody who has an arm's length relationship.
And don't forget to contact and support your local radio station. They need love too. And Michael, thank you for being here. Michael Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, will you come back?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We did a good job today. We appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Michael joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.